real-life Korean. The Chuseok holiday period draws to a sunset, and we're here with our friend and colleague and teacher, Sun Kyung-hwa, from the website talktomeinkorean.com. Hey, Kyung-hwa.
Good morning.
Everybody's heading home, more or less. The roads are not a fun place to be around this time, right?
So I assume that a lot of people are already back from their hometowns by now, but there are still people who are either on their way home at the moment or will come back later today.
Mm-hmm.
So in Korean, there's a word for the way back from one's hometown, which is 귀경길.
귀경길, that's a mashup, right?
Yes.
귀, like 귀농, back to something. 귀국.
That's right.
Back. 길 is road. What's the 경?
경 means 서울.
Ah, really?
Yes. It's based on the Hanja 서울경.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. That's an assumption that so many people live in Seoul and they're coming back from the back country, right?
Exactly. So, 경 or Seoul represents the destination in this term. People living in other cities might not be so happy about this word. But as you know, the majority of the people who have to travel far to see their parents and relatives live in Seoul or around Seoul. So, it's not a traditional word, 귀경길. It's a recently invented term. And the 국립국어원, the National Institute of the Korean Language, admitted this word as an official term in 2003. So it's not an old word.
The what 국어원?
국립국어원.
국립국어원.
Yes.
I guess I knew they had that, but this is sort of like the language police in Korea in a way, right?
Yes.
Like the Académie Française. What is properly Korean and what is not?
Exactly.
They've done a pretty loose job on the borrow words. It's hard to police language ever.
Yeah.
But Korea sure has imported a lot of borrow English words.
Yeah.
It's not as strict as, say, the French one that literally says no, no. Use a French word. So, okay, that's an interesting expression, 귀경길.
Yes, so unlike other Sino-Korean words, it's a mashup of Sino-Korean word and native Korean word, which is 길. That means way, street, road.
Mm.
In sentences, people often say 귀경길에 오르다.
오르다, what's the 오르다?
Like the to get on something. So,
like
the English expression, to get on the road.
Yeah. Hit the road.
Yes.
Yep.
And also, you hear this word 귀경길 a lot, of course, when you listen to the traffic report on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, when people go to their hometown, the word 귀성길 is used to refer to the way to one's hometown.
That would be a more neutral way without being so Seoul-centric, to say, right?
Yes.
You know, if you're not from Seoul, you're not going to 귀경길, you're going to 귀성길.
Oh, no, no, no. This one is like you're going to
grandpa and grandma in the hometown.
That's right.
All right.
So 귀성길에 오르다 means to get on the road to one's hometown. And 귀성길 정체가 심하다 means the road that people are on to go to their hometown is very congested.
You could also say 복잡하다, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how people do it. This road travel.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I would rather get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and make the trip, which is a good way to beat traffic.
But sometimes, like, people all have the same plan.
The same idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, all hours of the day are going to be a little bit pukjap or a little bit shimhada. But, you know, if you get up at 3 in the morning and hit that magic window, of that's the deprivation of sleep is better than the aggravation in traffic.
Yeah, I agree. And actually, hometown is 고향 in Korean.
Yes.
So 귀향길 also works for the meaning of the way of going back to one's hometown.
Mm-mm.
But people tend to use the word 귀향 often when they permanently move back to their hometown.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. So 귀성길 is used more often when talking about the people who are on the road to go visit their parents in their hometown just for 추석 or 설날.
귀성길, if you are there for a visit. 귀향, if you're bringing your suitcases and saying, Mom, I'm moving in permanently.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know many people who intend to do that. Let's meet again tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.